Joe and Teresa Van Dyke. And Ralph 1 Gaston. Now, Joe, you live about how far from Gaston here?
About 2.5 miles.
That would be west or south of Gaston.
It would be north and east.
Oh, north and east. Man, I am mixed up, aren't I? Okay, Joe, fair enough. Well, now, Joe, let's kind of take it from the top here. First, I might explain that Joe and Teresa Van Dyke are the proud owners of registered Belgian horses, draft horses. Joe, how many horses do you have at the present time?
At the present time, I have 5 draft horses.
And that would be 2 teams? And
2 teams and 1 extra one that's not being hitched yet, but we'll be hooked before the summer is over.
I believe you told me the age of this 5th one earlier.
Yeah, it's she's just 2-year-old.
Mm-hmm, 2-year-old filly.
Right.
Okay.
Registered filly.
Mm-hmm. And have you broken her? You're in the process of breaking her for harness?
Well, I will, yes. A little later on.
Mm-hmm. Joe, do you find that the Belgian breed are difficult to break for draft use?
No, I don't. Some that are a little harder to break. I've had a Belgian or 2 that was pretty hard to break, but they run about the same as other horses. You get some one once in a while. It's a little bit rough.
I imagine so. That's right, Joe. Well, from what I have seen of the Belgian breed, of course, they're of the what would you call the coloring of the Belgian, Joe?
Well, they run all the way from chestnuts, sorrels, roans.
Where did the Belgian breed, I suppose, did they come from Belgium, as the name implies?
As I understand, they came from Belgium, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
Yeah, and they were bred up from over there.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Well, Joe, well, that's about all the silly questions I can think of. But I was going to say, Joe, from what I have seen them, I've seen you work your horses many, many times. They're a docile breed. They're very well. They want to do a job for you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. The most of them are real nice to handle. Real nice to handle.
I thought you'd say that.
Yep.
That they're they're very gentle. They're not a flighty horse at all.
No, they're
very good that way. Okay, Joe. Well, there's some preliminaries now. Joe, now you've lived on this farm, by golly, for a lot of years.
Yeah, good many years, since 1928.
I see.
Spring of 28, we moved on.
Now, you farmed up till when, Joe?
Oh, I never have quit, really.
You never have quit. That's a good way to put it.
I farmed till about... Well, about 1936, as I remember. Then I was actively farming and had a dairy and everything else. And then we sold the cows, and from then on I slid backwards as far as the farm was concerned. Mm-hmm. The boys are now farming it. And
how many acres do you have, Joe?
I have just about 100 acres.
About 100 acres,
yeah.
Huh? And what type of farming was you doing, Joe?
Well, we had a dairy. We dairied on this place for something over 30 years.
Black and white ones, or what color were
they? Well, I started with Jerseys, and then I got a few Holsteins, and then I got a few mixed ones, and so when I sold out, I had about 65 cows and a bunch of heifers, and they run predominantly Jerseys and Holsteins. They weren't mixed too much, but they were Jerseys. With the artificial insemination, you know, if you got a Holstein cow, you can breed her Holstein if you want to, see.
Some very fine sires, I might say.
Yeah, you bet.
You bet.
So I kept the breed kind of straight, as best as I could.
Was that hand milking all the way, Joe, or
No. No, I've had a milk machine years ago,
mm-hmm.
and then it kind of give out, then I bought another one.
Oh, hang on type, were they, Joe?
Oh, yes, all hang on types.
Yeah, right.
I've run some of those myself.
Yeah, all hang on.
Oh, fine, Joe. Well, now, Joe, let's turn the page back a little bit here. When did you get interested in draft horses?
Oh, ever since I was about 3 or 4 years old, to be honest with you.
Were you born in Washington County, by the way?
Yes, right out here a few miles.
I'll be doggone. And, well, I would presume then your dad, your folks, use horses for farming.
Yeah. I drove a team. Of course, not horses like we have now, but these horses were, you know, they were old and worked pretty hard, and they were real quiet and gentle, you know. We mm-hmm. never had any problems with them at all.
Mm-hmm. So you learned at a very tender age how to drive horses.
I tell you, Paul, I learned when I tried to plow, to walk a plow, I had to put my hands up a little to reach the handles. Then my dad got a sulky plow, and then I went to work.
Yeah, that riding.
Morning and night, after, before and after school.
Ah, be doggone.
Saturdays.
Oh, boy. Well, so your interest in horses goes back a long ways. Now, one part of it I'd like to be interested in, Joe, I know that you've raised a number of colts over the years. Let's get into the breeding for just a moment. Do we have someone around here that has a stud, for example, in the Belgian breed?
Oh, yes. There's a, within 30, 40 miles, there's several Belgian studs. There's some Perchin studs, mm-hmm. and there's a Shire stud. And when I first went into this horse business, I had to take them over to Prineville to get them bred. There wasn't a Belgian stud around within the area. So I took them over to Prineville a couple of times to have them bred.
Oh, I see.
But after that, there's several Belgian studs around, some Perchin studs, mm-hmm. and a Shire stud that I know of.
Nice. You've been breeding to some pretty good blooded stock.
Oh, yes, yes. They're all pretty good horses.
Yeah.
You betcha. Well, now, let's see. I believe you said that you really quit farming in 36.
About 36, we sold the cows. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I farmed, like I said a while ago, I never really have quit, but I just kept fooling along with them, working with the kids and so on. And
we're going to get to these kids in just a little bit here, Joe. Well, now, Joe, now when you quit, there was a stage back there that you quit farming very actively, and then you kind of took a little fling into politics, I remember, Joe.
Yeah, I enjoyed that very much, but I'm glad I'm not into it anymore. This thing's got awful deep. Since I was in there.
Well, when Joe's very modest, folks. He served. He certainly did his civic duty as our county commissioner. When was that, Joe? You was on the board of county commissioners.
Well, it was about I can't remember it exact, but about 14 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I served two terms on that.
You bet. You did a good job too. And things were in a state of confusion then. They still are today.
Well, the confusion you had then don't compare to nothing to what it does today.
Very well put. Fine. Well, by golly. Let's get to your association with the draft horse people. You've been extremely active over the years, Joe, with a number of organizations. You might run those past us, if you will.
Well, I belong to the Farmers Union, and I belong to Washington County Sheriff's Posse, and still belong to the Sheriff's Posse. Not as active as I used to be because my health hasn't been too good. And I've been in that about 35 years. And I guess I hit the Farmers Union, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then I belong to the Dairy Co-op. I belong to the Oregon Dairy Breeders Association. They're still going, but they don't go by that name anymore. They go by, mm-hmm. I think you know very well about how that turns out, you know it.
Yeah. Well, now, let's really turn to your pride and joy, which, of course, I suppose horses would be on top of the list, but kind of even Stephen with them would be Joe's children and grandchildren. So let's get into that a little bit, shall we, Joe?
Well, Paul, you could have went one more, but you could have hooked the great-grandchildren.
All righty.
About three or four of those, too. yeah, I idolize these kids.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them, here's a funny thing, you know, some of these kids, brothers and sisters, some are very interested in horses, and others don't want no part of them. And you can't figure that out. They're brothers and sisters, you know.
Well, now you and Teresa, how many children did you have?
Six.
You had six children.
Yep.
How'd you break them up, boys and girls there?
Three and three.
Three and three. Yep. Fair enough. And then?
Well, it was time to quit then.
Time to quit. Then you had, first of all, we started out with grandchildren. Now, give us a rundown on those.
Well, as near as I can, I think we have 20, 21.
21, last count.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, all right, and then you mentioned a few moments ago that you also have grandchildren.
Great-grandchildren.
Great-grandchildren, excuse me. Great-grandchildren.
Great-grandchildren. Yeah, we have one, two, three, and one a-coming.
And one a-coming.
One a-coming.
Fair enough, fair enough. And you do love those grandchildren.
They're my pride and joy. And they like to go along to the fairs. And some of the kids are getting big enough now to drive. I mean, the grandchildren are. I'm going to run out of grandchildren pretty soon, so I hope the great-grandchildren pick up the slack. Going to need them pretty soon.
I might say along that line, Joe, this is true, isn't it? You've been very active at our county, Washington County Fair, for many, many years with your teams. Helped out on the plowing contest at the fair, or before the fair. It's a May event, early May event.
Right.
And you bring your teams in to put them on exhibition at the county fair.
Yes.
Give kids rides and all kinds of things like that.
Yeah.
Then after the county fair is over, gosh, you've been going down to state fairs. How many years, Joe?
I guess about 14 years. Let's see. I think about 14 years.
Yeah, I know you've been going a lot of years.
I went to the state fair before I owned horses. I went down and helped some other fellas along and spent some time, you know, just kill the time. And finally I bought a team, and there's been no end to it.
Well, you've got some ribbons in the house to show for it, haven't you?
I've done pretty fair.
Yeah. What events do you like to enter at the fairs, Joe, with your horses?
Well,
you have a show wagon, a very beautiful one, I might add.
Yeah, well, I bought me a show harness. I finally found out, Paul, after fooling with this for a while, that you got to have equipment there to so you can win. See, it's you got to be able to drive them. You got to have horses, but you got to have equipment too. And I started up with a souped-up farm harness, and I wasn't getting any place. So by golly, finally the wife and I, Teresa and I, said, by golly, we're going to buy us another set of harness. So we bought what you'd call a good show harness, patent leather and everything, good show harness, and that helped to win a little. But it isn't the whole thing, and it shouldn't be the whole thing. That's all depending
on. They
don't
give that harness away. I know that for a fact.
<you better not.
laughs> Oh boy.
Oh, you bet not.
Yeah. Now, that's the ones with the fancy balls up on the...
Yeah, Scotch collars.
The Scotch collars?
Scotch collars and patent leather Scotch collars, I could say.
They're beautiful. See, yeah. There's nothing more beautiful than those, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, by golly, Joe, I don't know. I was just trying to think of some other things here we could talk about. Knowing you like I do, you'll be staying in this just as long as you can walk in behind a horse.
You bet I will.
Or ride on a sulky, one or the
you
other.
You bet I will.
You bet you, Joe.
Yep. My pride and joy and the only hobby I have.
It's your pride and joy and hobby both, all
you
rolled
bet.
Into one. Is that
you
right?
Betcha.
Yeah. You won a number of ribbons at plowing contests, Joe. I know that for a fact.
I'd say this, not bragging, but I'd say this, I've got my share of them.
you have. You bet your life. And he's also won a lot of top ribbons down at the state fair, and the competition at the state fair is pretty wild, isn't it?
Yeah, you bet it is. When I went there, I couldn't win, but I kept working on it until I win them once in a while now.
Well, what is that show, Joe, that they put right in the big arena there where you go around? I think they have figure eights for one thing, and the different, you know, then you walk and you run and all that sort of thing with your wagon. What do they call that, Joe? I was trying to think what they call that particular competition there at the state fair.
Well, I don't know, Paul, if that has a particular name, does it?
I don't know. I was thinking it had, but...
Maybe it does. We drive it all the time. This is true.
You bet. You bet. In fact, I think last year, year before last, I... got a picture of you getting ready to go in the ring there with your teams.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Joe, the last part of this, I won't hold you any longer, but I do know, Joe, that the interest in draft horses is growing every day, by golly. You might talk about that for a minute, Joe, if you will.
Well, yes, they're really going high. I bought some horses back east to the tune of about... $1,500.
Per horse.
And I really thought I was really going over the top. But now I can pick up this Draft Horse Journal, and there's not too many, but I see teams going there now for $50,000. And
ooh-wee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not too many, but the most of the horses will go now for, I would say, about, doesn't take too much horse ring, $4,000 or $5,000 per single horse. And these auctioneers, they're real good back there. When they bring a team, they say we'll sell one, and it, twice the money. Well, it doesn't sound bad, because I bought a team back there one time, and I was real happy with them. They're real good horses, and they said I bought them for $1,525. When they knock them off to you, it's cost you over $3,000. See. Those guys are clever.
They're sharp.
You bet they are.
Now, Joe, I am curious about something. Now, I do know over in dairy stock that pedigrees, dams, sires, and all this business are extremely important in dairying. Now, is this true in horse breeding? Would you say it, or does it make as much difference as it does in dairy?
Well, I don't think it makes as much difference as in dairy.
It's what they look like.
It's what they look like. That's the whole thing, Paul.
I suppose that markings would be extremely important, like stocking feet or...
Oh!
Is that a factor?
No, of course, it depends on the breed. Now, in the Belgians, you don't have... I've got a couple of them got stocking feet. But you go into your Clydesdales, you know, on there... Mm-hmm. And I think they would definitely have to have the stocking feet to match. I think it's a characteristic of them to have the...
You know, there's one point I think we ought to make, Joe, that this horse is all fun. It is a lot of fun and games. It's true. But horses now are being used more and more in horse logging and farming.
Right, right. Yeah, there's a... I know fellas that farm and log. You got quite a few head of horses. And those are the fellas that come out with... And they also pull, I might say. And when those fellas come out, boy, look out. They don't show... under the fancy harness and stuff in the show rings, but by golly, they got the horses they can do pretty near anything with, you know. They'll work any place, but they do give them lots of work.
Well, with this cost of diesel and gasoline, Joe, I saw it to be said for a horse.
That's right. Yeah, they're picking up by leaps and bounds.
Well, Joe, there's a lot of other things that sure we could talk about here, but as a closer here, I would suppose you'd be the first to recommend that if people love horses, there's no better a hobby or no more of a satisfaction than horses.
That's the way I see it.
You're doggone right. You bet you do.
However, I have brothers that think I'm plumb nuts. Maybe I am. I don't know. But I'm still going to stay with them, Paul. You can bet on that. As long as I can handle it.
You bet you, Joe. Yep. Thanks a lot, Joe.
You're
just thought I'd visit with you a little bit here. About horses and a very special breed of horses, the Belgian breed of horses, draft horses. Joe, I think you'll agree with me that when you talk, when you mention the name Van Dyke, you better make it read Joe and Teresa Van Dyke. Am I right?
Well, Paul, I got to tell you a little story now, a little joke it is. When I was on, I was on the Board of Commissioners. Back several years ago.
I bet you were. Mm-hmm.
And one day I was in the office and the weed control man came in. Mm-hmm. And of course I introduced myself as Van Dyke, and he said, he stopped and looked a little bit, and he said, "By golly," he said, "we know what to do with the tansy and the Canadian thistles," but he said, "we don't know what to do with the Van Dyke." By that he indicated that burned many of them, they don't want to do with them.
There are quite a few of them in the phone book. I'll go along with that.
I thought that was one of the finest things I ever heard.
You bet you, Joe. Thanks a lot, Joe. And we spent a very, very interesting afternoon out with our camera with Joe and Teresa here out on their farm, and we rode out on the sled, and Joe did a little walk and plowing exhibition for us, and we just had a lot of fun with Joe and Teresa Van Dyke, Route 1, Gaston.